Bouquet Show.
The lingering fragrance of Cashmere Bouquet Beauty Soap surrounds you with enchantment. It comes from a secret wedding of rare perfumes, far more costly than you would expect to find in any soap. Yes, to be always dainty, always alluring, bathe every day with Cashmere Bouquet. Only one soap gives your skin this exciting bouquet. So share in this romantic secret known to popular girls for over 100 years. Use Cashmere Bouquet Beauty Soap in your daily bath and let its creamy lather cherish the loveliness of your complexion as well. Cashmere Bouquet Beauty Soap, to caress your skin with the fragrance men love.
And to compare your favorite program, the Cashmere Bouquet Show, this is Jack Burgess. Well, for the Cashmere Bouquet Show tonight, we feature Dennis Collinson and the orchestra with the Debonairs in Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. I suppose you've heard the old superstition, if a girl eats a piece of wedding cake, she'll elope with the boy. Well, here are a pair of girls, if they eat any more wedding cake, they'll explode with a bang. Yes, it's our two old-fashioned girls, Ada and Elsie.
This is it, Elsie, this is it. Our dreams are coming true. See the sign. Auditions for the beauty ballet at 2:30.
Oh, aye, the stage where girls are chosen for their beauty.
Well, let's get in while no one's looking. Come on into this room and change our clothes.
But George wouldn't fit me.
Oh, don't start that, Elsie. Not
so. Oh, when I think of parading in front of the producer with so few clothes on, I'd blush to the roots of me corns.
And don't start that again. If we want a job in a beauty ballet, bare legs and bare backs are what the producer wants to see.
Oh, fancy us, though, I'd fitting round in a few sequins.
It's dull, wouldn't it?
Yes, still, a bareback ballet is very cute.
Oh, very cute.
Oh, and our back view may turn a man's heart.
Yes, the door to our front usually turns his stomach.
Oh, the glamour. Adeline Smythe, sophistication in spangles.
What more do I need to turn a man's head?
A screwdriver.
Oh, don't be laughed at. Don't be laughed at. Snake in the ointment, that's all. You'll never hold a man's heart in your hand.
Grip on the back of his neck would do me. Oh, I'd wait till you see me. How's my form going to look sprinkled with silver?
Like snow on Kosciuszko.
Oh, stop it. Let me tell you, when I was in the valley before, I heard a man in the stall say, "Who's the honey with the lips like a bee?"
And never he said, "Who's the funny with the hips like a tree?"
He did not.
He did not.
Not straight
he
out.
Stop arguing. Let's get ready. You've got your costume on underneath your clothes, so slip off your dress.
Oh, I don't feel so self-conscious showing all this bare back. Oh, as you closed the door, I just saw a strange man look in.
Strange man? How'd he look?
As hard as he could.
Oh,
There. I've stripped to the ballet. How do you like my nifty ballet shorts?
Elsie Smith, what have you done? You just don't know, do you?
No, these are the latest. Milton McCurtle told me to smarten bathers up. You sew fish on them.
Yes, but you're supposed to take them out of the tin.
Oh. Anyway, they're smarts, are they? Mert said that these bathers would be good enough on the Manly Ferry.
Well, they'd just about go over it, too. All right. Well, take your stockings off, Elsie.
All right. All these garters cut my legs in two.
Look at your legs.
What's the matter?
Why did you wear garters? Why didn't you keep your stockings up the way I did?
I couldn't get the bubble gum to stick.
You just couldn't appear before the producer with those legs. Just look at those garter marks, Elsie. I don't know what we can do now.
I know. I'll ring up Mr. Burgess. He should know about garter marks.
Why?
Well, he often wears kilts. Doesn't he look dashing? Look, that skirt of his. Mm. I wonder what it feels like to be nursed by a Scotsman.
Same as Mama, only without the sporran. Can't you walk around and see if those garter marks will come out?
No, I can't. I just caused by weakness in my life.
Oh, it's got nothing to do with Percy
Brown. Now, stop it. Now, listen, I won't have you insinuating that my Percy is weak. He's as strong as a zephyr.
Yes, blowing from the abattoirs.
My Percy's got brains. Mm. He's got intelligence written all over him.
Is that what it's called? I thought it was just dirt.
He has so too. And you know why he looks so intelligent? Because he's taken fish all his life.
Yes, fish, umbrellas, hats, money.
I don't want to talk about Percy.
And get those garter marks off your legs, Elsie. Think of your future.
The future or no future, I'm not strutting around with those few clothes on, so then.
Oh, shame on you, Elsie. Lady Godiva did more for her future and wore less.
Well, she must have had a bigger future.
She'd be going some. What am I saying? Lady Godiva rode through the cemetery streets barebacked, crying, "Lead on, Macduff, for destiny's shaping my end."
She never will.
She did, Bart.
She
did all this because of the taxes that were too dear for the people.
Oh, they've got meters on them now.
Taxes, not taxis. With her long hair to her waist. You know what she did.
Would any of the leaders...
She led the people.
Oh, would any of the leaders do that these days, eh? Now, would you mind telling me what you're laughing at?
Mr. Menzies with long hair to his waist. Oh, Elsie, do something, please, about those garter marks. Walk round and see if you can get your legs to make you circulate.
My legs have kept me out of circulation for years.
Well, do something.
I can't march on. I'm too tired.
Well, sir, you're right. The doctor told you to go to bed between 9 and 10.
I'd be pretty squashed if I did.
Oh, don't
I know, Ed. I'll lie on the settee. Do you think the blood will flow
there? I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, I said I'd lie down on the settee, and do you think that the blood will flow
there? Oh, yes. There's plenty of air there. It should. All right.
Oh, this is better.
That's better, Elsie.
Oh, Ed, but it's cold on my bare back. Mm. I feel cold from the necklace to the stay lace.
Well, Elsie, I hope it takes that garter mark out. You just never learn, do you, wearing anything so tight? You know, Mama can't bear anything tight near her.
Well, she's put up with Dada for a few years.
Oh, right. Elsie!
What?
Look, it's going. It's going. Look, I don't mean your leg, I mean the mark.
So it is. Oh, I shouldn't have worn that cheap band.
Well, what can you expect for sevenpence, Dennis Collinson? Elsie, look. It's almost gone.
Oh, I hope so, Aid. Mm-hmm. Lying in this settee with me bare back's killing me.
Yes, well, get up now. It'll be all right by the time we powder our nose.
Oh, good, Aid. No, I'll be all right. Not a blemish on me.
No, your garter marks all gone.
Oh, Aid, what's wrong? You said me leg had no marks on it.
Oh, yes, it is a bit of hard luck, Elsie.
What is?
You've been lying on a wicker lounge.
Lovely soprano Norma Cave sings Be Mine.
how much lovelier your hair can look after a Luster Cream shampoo. Luster Cream is America's favorite cream shampoo now in Australia. No other shampoo in the world gives you Kay Dormitt's magic blend of secret ingredients plus gentle lanolin. Not a soap, not a liquid. Luster Cream shampoo leaves hair three ways lovelier. Fragrantly clean, free of loose dandruff, glistening with sheen. Soft, manageable. Even in the hardest water, Luster Cream lathers instantly. No special rinse is needed after Luster Cream shampoo. Luster Cream is wonderful even for children's hair. Tonight, yes, tonight, try Luster Cream shampoo.
And defeat that old devil dandruff with Luster Cream hairdressing, America's leading hairdressing, and vitalizer. It relieves dry scalp, keeps hair healthy and well-groomed all day. Brian Lawrence comes to the Cashmere Bouquet microphone to sing There's Yes, Yes in Your Eyes.
Your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in your eyes. I've been missing your kissing just because I wasn't wise. I'll stop my scheming and dreaming, 'cause I realize your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in your eyes.
Presenting the Colgate Brain Strut. Colgate Dental Cream keeps teeth sparkling and super clean. It sweetens your breath while it cleans your teeth. And here is the chairman of the Colgate Brain Strut, Jack Burgess.
Thank you, Eric Barrett. Tonight we have a feast of intelligence for you. Two brains and a bad egg. And here he is now, Professor Mo McCaki.
My dear family, I'm quite aware that I'm not at my best today. All day long I've been down in the dumps. That's where I got the suit.
I think that's also where you got our next guest, Miss Queenie Ashton.
Thank you, Mr. Burgess. Professor McCaki, if you only have a bath once a week, I think it must be due tomorrow night.
You're partly, Miss Ashton. There's no insanity in our family.
And now here's our problem child, Whittle Jack Davies.
Hello, Mr. Burgess. Hello, Miss Ashton. Professor McKechnie, I've got a little poem all about little parasites.
Oh, it's in French, is it? Well, stop polybling.
The little flea has no spree. He never is a spender unless he goes on McKechnie's nose and then he's on a bender.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even get top billing.
Well, brains, tonight's topic for discussion is as follows. Is a lawyer or a doctor more benefit to the community?
Well, you can have both of them. I'll settle for a garbage man.
There's no doubt about it. Doctors are indispensable. What happens if the doctor doesn't call?
Nothing to what happens if the garbage man doesn't call.
And yet, gentlemen, what would we be without lawyers?
Wealthy.
Some people think that lawyers merely perpetuate trouble. But a good lawyer can often settle a nasty domestic mishap.
That's quite right, Mr. Chairman. I wish one would come along and settle my wife.
You're having trouble with your wife, Professor. Why don't you try a doctor?
I have, but he told me I have to sign the poison book.
Just what is a poison book?
McKechnie's life story.
Look, I'll kill that kid. I'll keep him away from me.
Really, Jackie, come here a moment.
I'll get my nose between his teeth and I won't let go. I'm coming.
Jackie, just a moment. I've never seen McKechnie's life story.
Yes, it's on all the bookstores. It's called Confessions of an Idiot. Yes.
To revert to our topic, I think that doctors are a long-suffering race.
Yes, and so are some of the patients.
Some people have their knives into doctors.
Yes, but the doctors get their own back later.
Very clever, Jackie.
I once kept company with a doctor.
Dr. Livingston, I presume.
No. A very clever brain surgeon called Dr. Emmanuel Ginsberg.
Oh, well, a diver!
My brother Nicodemus worked for a very old legal firm, the firm of Dugan, Mears, and Thompson. He sat on a high stool all day long and broadened his outlook.
Jackie, your mother must have been pleased to have a lawyer in the family.
Yes, but the first day she thought he was working in an O.S. lingerie factory.
Oh, why did she think that?
He said he was up to his neck in briefs.
Very clever, very clever, very brilliant answer, Jackie, very brilliant indeed. But personally, Mr. Chairman, I come from an old medical family myself. An old uncle of mine in Africa was an old medicine man. He specialized in shrieking skulls.
You made a good job of yours.
I'll kill that kid. Little boy, come here. Little boy, you may sneer. You may sneer at my peanut skull, but it comes in handy for getting trade bits out of lemonade bottles.
As a child, I was frightened of doctors. They used to tell me that if I wasn't good, they'd send for the doctor.
But the funny thing, I was different. When I was little, they used to tell the doctor that if he wasn't good, they sent for me.
You know, Professor, doctors often prescribe rather rigorous treatment.
Oh, I'll say they do. I'll say they do. One came on me to have a bath. Another one told me to go for physical jerks. I had to throw a cannonball up in the air and catch it on the back of my neck.
Did it ever miss your neck and hit your head?
No. Why?
Never. I just wondered.
They read the bumps on a patient's head.
Well, I haven't got any bumps in my little head.
You have now.
You know, Brains, some lawyers are supposed to be mercenaries. But really, couldn't that apply to some doctors?
I've recovered. Yes, I knew a doctor who took out a man's tonsils and the man didn't pay him.
Well, what did the doctor do?
Stepped him right back again.
No, personally, Mr. Chairman, I have no faith in doctors, not after the way that one treated my wife.
Why, what happened, Professor?
Well, last week she was very, very dangerously ill, with just a 50% chance of recovery. Any decent doctor would have known what to do in a case like that, but not the mug I called in.
Why, what did he do?
He saved her.
Help stop tooth decay with new, improved Colgate Dental Cream, America's largest-selling dental cream. Now, American Dental Science reveals a startling discovery in the fight against tooth decay. Proof that always using Colgate Dental Cream right after eating is the safe, effective way to help stop tooth decay before it starts. Extensive research, hundreds of case histories make this the most important news in dental history. Eminent American dental authorities supervised hundreds of university men and women for over a year. One group always brushed their teeth with Colgate's right after eating. The other followed their usual dental care. Here are the amazing results. The group using Colgate dental cream as directed showed a startling reduction in average number of cavities. Far less tooth decay. The other group developed new cavities at a much higher rate. And new improved Colgate dental cream is now better than ever. New delicious double minty flavor. New sparkling snow white color. New scientific polishing action, new soapless penetrating foam for effective daily dental care. Colgate, America's largest selling dental cream, cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. And remember, brushing your teeth with new, improved Colgate dental cream right after eating is the safe, effective way to help prevent new cavities. Actually help stop tooth decay before it starts. And now, for extra value, extra economy, buy Colgate's Monster Money Saver, the family economy size. Only 3 shillings. Our brilliant young Australian tenor, Paul Miskell, with the Debonairs, is featured in the finale of tonight's Cashmere Bouquet Show. They sing, I Know, I Know, I Know.
Cashmere Bouquet Beauty Soap surround you with enchantment. It comes from a secret wedding of rare perfumes, far more costly than you would expect to find in any soap. Yes, to be always dainty, always alluring, bathe every day with Cashmere Bouquet. Only one soap gives your skin this exciting bouquet, so share in this romantic secret known to popular girls for over 100 years. Use Cashmere Bouquet Beauty Soap in your daily bath and let its creamy lather cherish the loveliness of your complexion as well. Cashmere Bouquet Beauty Soap, to caress your skin with the fragrance men love.
And so we conclude another Cashmere Bouquet show. This is Jack Burgess reminding you to be listening again next week at the same time, same station, when Cashmere Bouquet will again present another of these delightful programs. The musical direction is by Dennis Collinson. And the Cashmere Bouquet Show is produced by Rex Thorpe.